Trump promotes marble armorists at the Kennedy Center amid controversy in late December 2025. President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social photos of proposed marble armrests for Kennedy Center theater seats, calling them unlike anything ever done or seen before. The post was real and sparked criticism from opponents who saw the idea as extravagant and disconnected from ordinary Americans. The discussion followed a year of major upheaval at the Kennedy Center following Trump's unprecedented takeover of its board. In February 2025, Trump fired 18 trustees and the board's chairman, then installed loyalists including his chief of staff Susie Wiles, Deputy Dan Scovino, Usher Vance, and Allison Lucknick. The new board terminated long-serving Kennedy Center President Deborah Rutter and appointed Trump as chairman. This power shift led to widespread backlash in the arts community, with notable acts like Ben Folds, Rhiannon Giddens, Issa Rae, and the musical Hamilton cancelling performances. By mid-December, roughly a week before Trump's marble armrest post, the restructured board voted to add Trump's name to the Kennedy Center. Workers affixed his name to the facade on the 19th of December, despite legal questions raised because the center is a congressionally designated memorial to John F. Kennedy, and federal law prohibits additional memorial, like plaques without legislative approval. The move prompted further cancellations, including jazz musician Chuck Redd's annual Christmas Eve jazz jam, a 20-year tradition. In response, Trump appointed Kennedy Center President Richard Grenell demanded $1 million in damages, calling the cancellations a political stunt. The marble armrest proposal thus emerged as a symbol of Trump's highly controversial transformation of the Kennedy Center, blending personal branding with disputes over governance, tradition, and the institution's original mission.